Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Everybody, just take a moment. Take a nice deep breath. Relax. Just relax into this moment, because in this moment, there's only one power, one presence, one loving energy that flows through us and to us and around us and lifts us up so that we celebrate the day. And as we celebrate today, there's so many different elements that come together to add to the celebration, to add to this propulsion as we rise. We have Dr. Bob's speech, we have the fabulous band and the music, we have the streaming team, we have all the volunteers that help make this a beautiful moment. And I know that as we rise, we become this beacon of light that shines out into the world. It shines love, it shines compassion, it shines inclusiveness, but most of all, it's always love. And I declare that to be good, because there's good and more good always available to us. And from that, I just have to simply say, and so it is.
Wow, that is just beautiful. I love that song. I can't remember the first time I heard it, but what I remember about it most was just how, the more I listened to it, the more grounded and earthbound and skybound and free I felt. Because, you know, the only real offering we have, we talk about making offerings, we don't so much, but other religions talk about making offerings to God, and they used to sacrifice stuff and burn things and do all that. We don't do sacrifices so much anymore, and we sure don't burn things, but we do sometimes get this idea we should be giving more. And the giving we give to God, the most powerful thing we can give to life, to God, to whatever, is our story. It's what we choose to do with the time we have. You know, we have this great gift of life. And some would say once that's given, we've got it all. We don't really need to ask for much else, because it's given and it's given and it's given every time we take a breath and every time we move. Then it becomes our story. What we do with that, how we live it, that becomes our prayer, that becomes our celebration. It becomes that which we bring to life and to God. God was not the God up there or off away from us, but the God that is in everything we are, everything we do. The God that holds this building together, that grows the grass, that brings the sunshine, all of those wonderful things. You know, that's the one we get to celebrate and be part of. Wow. And today, surprise, we're going to talk about your story. Where are you going? Where are you going? We've been talking about that a little bit. This makes actually halfway through my contract time with you guys. And I was in some grief this week thinking about, you know, I just get attached. I got to let go. Well, that's going to be interesting. I promise not to sabotage your next minister by not letting you come. I'm going to do everything I can to help you find that right person, knowing that right person is already on the way. But in the meantime, know what an amazing, beloved community you are from the get-go. You really are. I am the envy of the other interim ministers in our movement because I got to come here. You know, I don't brag about it too much. You know, we talk about where we're going, what we're doing. We all probably come from a background where we did five-year plans. Anybody do five-year plans? Anybody do 10-year plans? Anybody doing a five-year plan now? Five-minute plan, maybe? You know? Because we don't know what's going to happen next. We never did. You know, we used to fool ourselves into thinking we did know. We didn't know then. It's just finally coming to the surface that we really didn't know, but now we really do not know, so we don't get to do that kind of long-term planning. And we're in kind of a wait and see. So, you know, people are doing responding to this in different ways. One of those ways is to double down on the planning. And if it's not in the plan, we ain't doing it. You can't talk to me about it. It's not in the, it's not there. It's not in the box. Then other people take more, a little bit more like what I do. And let's just wait and see. That's really fine if you're living by yourself on an island. It's a little harder when you're trying to work with the community that's accustomed to knowing what's happening next. I apologize to all of you who are in leadership. I used to call that procrastination. Now I'm just calling it waiting for the right moment. I'm trying. I'm working on it. You know, and then some only just look at, well, what could be better? How can we use this fertile time to do something better with ourselves? And you hear a lot of phrases now like, trust the process. Anybody sick of that one? Yeah. Which process? Who's in charge of the process? Last week we talked about one of the ways through this, which is listening to that still voice of silence within us, the quiet voice of truth that comes forward in a whisper. I'll tell you who's in charge of the process. You are. The divine spirit within each of us is in charge of the process. So when we say trust the process, yeah, trust it. Not the one somebody else has outlined for you out there, but the one that is alive and well within you. So where are you going? Well, you know, you can talk about it all you want to, but sometimes I feel like I'm just running around in circles. Anybody else? Any other circles in here? Yeah, I see a few. Okay. Well, you are, Blanche. Anybody under 50 probably doesn't know that reference, but that's okay. You really are. You are running around in circles. You're on a planet that's circling this way, going around the sun this way at the same time. And that sun is going around a solar system, but going around a whole galaxy that's swirling around a whole other set of galaxies that's swirling around an entire universe at speeds that we can't even comprehend. You are running around in circles. It's a wonder any of us are sane when you think about it. But what that means is when it looks like things are the same again. You know that deal where you worked and worked and worked on an issue and then you think it's all healed and taken care of and you get on with your life and the next thing you know, there it is again. Like, where did you come from? I solved my issue with attracting the wrong persons into my life. And here you are again. But not exactly. It's always a little better version. Because you're never at the same place in the universe again that you were when you had that issue before, whatever the issue is. So we are running around in circles. And every time we pass something that is nearby, it's really spirals that we're doing. We're traveling through time and space in this great spirals. So we're never exactly back where we were, even when sometimes it looks like it. It's a pretty amazing thing. 3,500 years ago, the Upanishads, which were the precursor to Hinduism in the ancient Eastern texts, came up with an illustration to give us some guidance and to give us some direction for movement through this spiraling world we live in, and how to move toward the place we want to go, and how to always be going in the correct direction for that. And it's called the coach to everywhere. And there'll be a slide up there. There it is. Ignore the bad artwork. That's mine. I wasn't planning to put this on the screen when I wrote all of that. The Upanishads talk about we are all traveling through life, and we are not singularities. We are a cluster of beingness. A cluster of consciousness. and who we are and what we are, and our main body is to think about yourself as a body, a physical body and an energetic body. That is our coach. And as the coach moves through time, the coach is guided and directed by your spiritual self, your master self. That little guy down there is hanging out the window and with a big heart in the middle of his chest or her chest. Because that heart is symbolizes the universal presence of spirit, all that God is. And that is that part of you, that perfect divine spirituality within you is directing your life. That's why you can trust the process, because you're directing it, you're moving it. And it's doing it through, you see the lightning bolt. The lightning bolt is from the heart of the infinite within you to the brain, to the mind. That lightning bolt is your intuition. It's your awareness. It's your knowing. So there's a part of you that knows what spirit wants and directs it to the mind, and the mind is in charge of then moving your whole self through life as life moves through you. It's pretty wonderful. You know? And then you look and you say, oh my goodness, but who's sitting up there in the coach? That's the mind. Your mind controls, decides where to go. Who's pulling this thing? Your emotions. Anybody ever feel like your emotions just flat out run away? Your mind doesn't have any control whatsoever. And you just gotta really pull on the reins to get it back into control. Or you get so in control, your emotions can't even go anywhere. They just kind of go, ah. We have to balance those. We learn how to use all of our self together, our mind, our emotions. Our emotions are a picture of what we really believe, by the way. What you really, really believe in your heart of hearts, what your faith is, what your ideas are, really informs what your emotions feel and look like. So you can learn from that. Then you have these other characters, and these are the people I really like. You can barely see a little one up there in the red in the back seat of the coach. Mm-hmm. Got a passenger. That's my passenger that does right timing instead of procrastination. That's my passenger that says, oh, Bob, you have no business talking to these people. Who the heck do you think you are, flying all across the country, standing up here trying to tell them anything reasonable? That little voice back there. Yeah, you all got them. You know who I'm talking about. Sometimes it may sound like your mama's voice or your papa's voice or your teacher's voice, but it's your voice. Regardless, it's still there. It's that voice in you. And it's a passenger. And it's just sitting back there waiting to be loved, waiting to be recognized and honored. And if you don't, it's going to give you a lot of trouble. Now, I don't know about you, but I sometimes deny that I have any of that. I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. No healing, no growth to do. Does that ever happen? Mm-hmm. And then what happens? Instead of being in the carriage behind you, they show up in your next door neighbor or walking in the door and saying hello. We teach practitioners, if there's an issue you haven't dealt with that's within your consciousness, they're going to walk in and sit down and ask for a treatment. Happens every time. Again and again and again. Until you get it. Until you address that part of you. So your life is moving in this great circle. And you see it's a circle. And it's a circle towards great wonders and powers and prosperity and joy and great struggles and difficulties when we get off the path. And what you can see from that is the path gets more narrow the longer you are willing to work it. And that's annoying, because that means I can't tolerate dishonesty in myself nearly as well as I used to. You know? You practice this for a while, and you get to the point where you realize, but that's not nearly so bad as the little white lie I told last time, but it feels worse. It feels worse because it's getting more narrow. And you're all going in the same direction towards the same place with the same purpose. And that is, we're all going home. We're all going back to spirit. We're all going back to the truth of God that's within us. And all of our journeying and all of our seeking and all of our planning and all of our looking and doing and enjoying and celebrating and all the goodness of life is simply about this swirling, spiraling journey back to ourselves. I don't remember who I first heard say it, but if I remember J. Scott Neal, who was a religious science minister, saying many times, if your spirituality doesn't take you back to yourself, it's the wrong one. If it takes you out there somewhere, away from yourself, to blaming, to whatever you want to put responsibility to, it's the wrong one. The right one brings us back to our hearts, brings us back to ourselves. Because there's where we have the power to do something. There's where we have the power to create. Doesn't mean we don't love all those other things around us, but it starts from the center and goes out. Goes out. Would you hand me that bottle? The most important part of all of this, thank you so much, I should have brought it, is that all of this is how we're living. You're living it this way whether you plan to or not. So you might as well get on board and, you know, practice what works, excuse me. And the most important part of it is the one solution to all of the challenges that come, to the horses running away, to the mind taking too much control, to things getting out of balance, is love. Simplistic, perhaps, but I'm talking about real love. I'm not talking about, oh yeah, love, okay. Mm-mm. I'm talking about really taking some time and thinking about it. I love that first song about listening to your body. If I'd listened to my body, I'd have gone slower last weekend when I got here. I might not have been sick all week. Might have. Don't know what, anyway. But listening to my body, I learned all week to be really quiet and get still and slow down. Ask for water when I needed it. Thank you very much. This is a giving, giving community. There are people all around who will support you in what you need, but we have to listen for it and ask for it. That's love. Did you know it's more loving to ask for help than not to when you need it? Oh, no. Huh. I'm a guy. We don't do that. Mm-mm. We don't ask for directions. Thank God for these things. We don't have to anymore, right? Mm-mm. I can get there. I know where the sun sets. I can head west or east or north. Mm-hmm. That's not very loving to ourselves or to the people around us. We are made to be in community, to love each other, to support each other. And that's why I keep bragging about you guys, because you do it so beautifully. In all kinds of groups and systems and organizations within the organization here. It's really, really awesome and wonderful. But I want to encourage us to not only do it with each other, but to remember to do it for ourselves. And if you've got a passenger that's giving you heck, I'm trying to behave. Love them. They're there for a reason. See, one of the things I learned growing up was that once you got something finished and put it out there, then everybody else in the family could tear it apart. Somebody else recognized that. I heard that laugh. Mm-hmm. You know what that meant? That meant I better not put it out there too soon because I needed to protect myself. So that passenger back there about not getting things done ahead of time or too soon was a passenger that saved my behind several times. So I love that part of me. It's done enough. I'm over with it now. It can stop. I can love it right up into the becoming one with the spirit within me and move forward and plan and do things and take care of things on time. Does that make sense? Are you following what I'm saying? All of those passengers are like that. They didn't just land there because they're bad or because you're bad. They got in your back seat because they somehow had served you in some way. And so as we learn to love them for what they gave us and celebrate them, they begin to sparkle, they begin to shine, and they begin to become part of that central you that you really are. It's called integration in psychology. You integrate all of that part of yourself. You know? It's an idealistic picture, perhaps. But it's a picture that, for me, is really powerful because it means no matter where I am, I know I'm on the road. I'm always heading in the right direction because I'm always headed for home. Home in my heart, home with my family, home with my chosen family, wherever it may be at a given time. Home with peace and harmony within me. That's a pretty cool way to live. So when next time someone around here asks you or someone asks you, so where are you going? You know your answer, going home. That doesn't mean you're going home to heaven, you're going to die soon. That's not what I'm saying. I see some of you old folks out there looking at me. I'm not talking about that. That might be true, but that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's home to ourselves because that's all we got in the end. We come in here naked and screaming, and we go out naked and sometimes screaming, you know? It's the same thing. And sometimes we reach that point where we don't know what's next. We can trust that divine within us, that heart that we're walking towards always, to know for us. Which leads me to my favorite quote ever. When I come to the end of the light I have known, and I step forward into the darkness, my faith tells me my foot will either find solid ground or I will fly. Come fly with me. So join me, if you will, in knowing deeper than each one of us, in our hearts of hearts, we are one. We are the one that is the only one. Each individually a pinnacle of the power and goodness of God individualized, of spirit individualized. We are living in this amazing universe of consciousness where all of our individual desires and needs and wants and requirements are harmonized together in some way that we can't comprehend, and yet it works. We need a drink of water and one shows up. The harmony is there. One person desires another person's wish to give. So in this oneness and in this truth and in this depth, I can just relax. I can let go of my striving, my trying, my wishing. And I can step instead into the full relaxation. The universe lies in smiling repose, said Emerson. I join that. I let myself relax into the power of God that is in me, as me, through me, right here, now, and always. And I can just breathe. With deep gratitude, with a heart filled with love, I release this moment, looking forward to the next moment, the next spot in the spiral. I let it be, and so it is.